SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. AT&T says its cell phone coverage has been restored. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
AT&T says its wireless network is back after an outage knocked out cell phone service for its users across the U.S. for hours. The Dallas-based company said in a statement posted on its website that all affected customers have service again. It also apologized. Outage tracker Down Detector noted that outages, which began at 3:30 a.m. Eastern, peaked at around 73,000 reported incidents. The carrier has more than 240 million subscribers. So far, no reason has been given for the outages, but one expert points to a cloud misconfiguration or human error. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House is promising to unveil new sanctions on Iran in the coming days in retaliation for its arms sales that have bolstered Russia's invasion of Ukraine. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says if Russia's efforts to acquire ballistic missiles from Iran are successful, the U.S. and its allies will take immediate action.
If Iran proceeds with this provision of ballistic missiles, I can assure you that the response from the international community will be swift and it will be severe. For our part, we will take this matter to the UN Security Council. We will implement additional sanctions against Iran. And we will coordinate further response options with our allies and partners in Europe and elsewhere.
More in vitro fertilization providers in Alabama have paused parts of their treatment after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are legally considered children. Alabama Fertility Services said in a statement Thursday that it has made the impossibly difficult decision to hold new IVF treatments due to the legal risk of our clinic and our embryologists. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 456 points. This is SRN News. A girls' basketball team gives up.
The Collegiate Charter School of Lowell, Massachusetts decided to forfeit its game with KIPP Academy at halftime after one of its players was injured by a boy who was living as a girl. The coach of the former team feared that more girls might be hurt if they continued to face off against the bearded 6-foot-tall KIPP player. Critics of allowing males to compete against females in sports have pointed out there is a physical risk involved. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Hindus are again persecuting Christians in India. After a recent celebration of the opening of new Hindu temples, local people climbed onto the roofs of several churches and planted Hindu flags with pagan deities. International Christian Concern reports that the incident took place in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Persecution of believers is on the rise all across the country with national elections looming. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on yet another Capitol rioter that is going to prison. He has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in jail.
Prosecutors say Brian Mock from Minnesota wielded a police baton as a weapon, stole two riot shields, and removed two police barricades before he assaulted four officers, shoving one in the chest and knocking him on the ground. Mock asked for leniency, saying he was caught up in the moment and didn't show up in tactical gear with tasers and bear spray. But the judge told Mock it's hard to think he came simply as a bystander. Mock said jail was a traumatic experience for him. The judge told him January 6th was a scarring experience for the officers whom he assaulted. The FBI said Mock also had a 2010 conviction on a weapon charge and was charged with assaulting his ex-wife. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.